We get started with the men's contest. The Door College Defenders and Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves meeting up this afternoon. Door College 19-2 so far this season. 10-2 in the conference, while Nebraska Wesleyan 7-10 overall, 3-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But Nebraska Wesleyan, don't let that record deceive you. They stood toe-to-toe with Briarcliff this past Wednesday evening in Sioux City. Went down to the wire. Briarcliff eventually winning it, but Nebraska Wesleyan is showing that they can hang with the top teams in the conference, and it was just a year ago that Door College came in here as hot as any team and went out with an overtime loss. So the Door College Defenders, I'm sure, with that in the back of their minds as well. Had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today as he and his team prepared for today's contest. We discussed, first of all, the win by the Defenders over Mount Marty on Wednesday night and what the coach can take forward from that contest along with his team.
Well, I really like the fact, Mike, that last Saturday up until the game on Wednesday night, I thought Monday and Tuesday we got a lot better defensively, and hopefully we got a lot tougher and learned some lessons a week ago Saturday, and I thought Wednesday night we carried that over, and we're going to certainly need to do that again here this afternoon against a team that's very similar in style to Mount Marty.
What did you do against Mount Marty that you liked? You talk about their defense. What were some things that you did offensively that you liked on Wednesday night?
Well, I thought we did a good job of being patient, particularly in the second half, of reversing the ball, getting good movement, and then utilizing the post, in particular Chris Sears and Jordan Vogel there. First half, maybe we didn't do that as well as we needed to, but we did a good job in the second half of recognizing that where we needed to go.
You talk about the offense, but really Wednesday night, and you talked about that on Monday and Tuesday, it was really about the defense.
It was. I thought our ball pressure was outstanding. I thought our concentration was good. I thought we executed our scouting report as well as we had all year. And, we need to keep that momentum going here as we go into the game today and also as we hit the stretch run, the latter part of the conference regular season.
Nebraska Wesleyan, who are some of the players we need to watch?
Jackson and Johnson are very good offensively for them. Tim Schweitzer, very good. Andy Schweitzer, very good. And then they've got a very good point guard, a senior, in Nick Dinan. Those guys are pretty solid, and their post guy, Arp, has been around for a long time as well. Those six really make up the bulk of their team in terms of scoring.
Keys for your team to have success today?
Got to play very intense defense throughout the entire shot clock. They're going to milk it. They're going to use the shot clock, the entire shot clock, and we got to make sure that we are aggressive the entire time when we're on defense.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about his team and their preparation for Nebraska Wesleyan. And ironic that the Door College Defenders, through this stretch, playing three teams that are very similar to each other in Midland, Mount Marty, and Nebraska Wesleyan. The thing that all three have in common is that they like to limit possessions. They like to grind on you and really have been getting it done on the defensive end for Nebraska Wesleyan today. They're another one of those teams that keeps games in the 60s rather than the 70s and 80s. They are averaging 62.4 points per ball game. They allow 62.6 points per contest. They allowed 81 points to Briarcliff back on November. They allowed 72 points. Beg your pardon, I was reading the wrong line. They only allowed 62 to Briarcliff. They allowed 77 to Northwestern in a loss back on December the 3rd. They allowed 72 to the Door College Defenders on December the 10th. And they allowed 78 on the road at Morningside on January the 4th. Since then, though, they've allowed 65 points to Dakota Wesleyan, 60 to Doan, 69 to Northwestern, and 67 to Briarcliff. Both of those games, Northwestern and Briarcliff, played on the road, but both of them end up as losses. This is a Nebraska Wesleyan team that is hungry for a win. They are 1-6 in their last seven outings. Nebraska Wesleyan, as Coach Ross Dalma mentioned, led by Trevor Johnson, averaging 11.4 points per game. Gets 5.2 rebounds, and he makes 53.6% of his field goals. Eric Jackson scores 10.8 points per game and has made 41 of 123 three-point attempts. Andy Schweitzer and Nick Dinan score 7.4 and 7.1 points per game, respectively. Dinan has a team-high 44 assists. The Door College Defenders are 19-2 overall, 10-2 in the conference. They like to get up and down the floor a little bit more than Nebraska Wesleyan. Door College averaging 83.8 points per game. They allow 70 points per contest. The Defenders convert 52.5% of their field goals, 41.7% of their three-point shots, and 71.2% of their free throws. The Defenders also hold a 38.8-30 rebounding advantage. Defenders have won 4 out of 5 since losing to Briarcliff on December 17. Defender losses are to Briarcliff 88-83 and Midland 76-71. Trevor Walterstorff leads Door College with 16.5 points per game to go with 4.6 rebounds and 60.8% field goal shooting. Jordan Vogel scores 13 points a game, 6.7 rebounds. He's made 61.2% of his shot attempts and also has 24 blocked shots. Cliff Warner scores 12.3 points per game and hands out just under 5 assists per contest. He's making 45% of his three-point shots. He's 49 of 109 for the season. Austin Conchie's average is at 10.9 points per game, and he has made 40.2% of his long shots, 33 of 82. Chris Severs is good for 10.3 points per game and grabs 4.5 rebounds. He's making 63.4% of his field goal attempts. Kyle Lindbergh's grabbing a team-high 7.9 rebounds per game. He's also scoring 9.5 points per contest. Tyler Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser both come off of the bench for 4.8 and 4.0 points per game, respectively. The Dort men trail this series 14-8. They've split the last two meetings. Dort College was a 72-48 winner back on December 10 of this season after leading 35-21 at halftime. Trevor Walterstorff had 17 points, Austin Conchie 10. He had 9 rebounds as well. Chris Severs had 10 points and Vogel 9. Wesleyan was topped by Trevor Johnson with 15, and the Prairie Wolves converted 34.6% of the shots they took from the floor. Wesleyan won last year's meeting in Lincoln, 80-76 in overtime. Score was tied 67-67 at the end of regulation. The Defenders were out-rebounded 42-34 in that February 5th loss. Trevor Walterstorff had 22 points, 7 rebounds. Austin Conchie hit for 21. Chris Severs had 11. Wesleyan had 6 players in double figures, led by Jim Lance off of the bench with 15. He also grabbed 9 rebounds. Nick Dinan added 13 with Eric Jackson, Jonah Bradley, Trevor Johnson, all adding 12 points apiece for Nebraska Wesleyan. Defender men are coming off a 70-56 decision over Mount Marty on Wednesday night. Defenders were up at halftime 32-27. Got the lead up to double digits, all the way up to 21 midway through the second half. Trevor Walterstorff had 22 points. Austin Conchie, 16. Jordan Vogel led the team with 8 rebounds. Kyle Lindbergh grabbed 7. Door College had a 32-30 rebounding advantage. Wesleyan men hung tough but lost a 67-61 decision at Briarcliff. The Prairie Wolves came back from 11 down near the midpoint of the second half to tie it with 6 minutes to go. Couldn't complete the comeback, though, falling by 6. Andy Schweitzer scored 15. Trevor Johnson, 14. Nick Dinan scored 12 for the Prairie Wolves. They went 22-50 from the floor and out-rebounded the hosts 41-33. Let's take a 2-minute break and be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the home team, Nebraska Wesleyan. They are coached by Cam Shuknick. He is in his sixth season here at the Lincoln, Nebraska-based Nebraska Wesleyan. His starting lineup looks like this. Trevor Johnson is a 6'5 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 11.4 points per game. Andy Schweitzer is a 6'3 senior from Bedford, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per contest. Nick Dinan's a 6-foot senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. Eric Jackson is a 6'3 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 10.8 points per outing. And Tim Schweitzer is a 6'7 sophomore from Bedford, Iowa, averaging 3.4 points per game. Again for Wesleyan, 7-10 overall, 3-9 in the conference. It'll be Johnson, Schweitzer, Dinan, and Jackson. For the Dort College Defenders, 19-2 overall, 10-2 in the conference, under head coach Ross Dahlman, his third year. Cliff Warner is a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 12.3 points per game. Austin Conchie is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 10.9 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 16.5 points per game. Kyle Lindbergh is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.5 points per outing. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13 points per game. Again, for the defenders to start, it'll be Warner, Kachi, Walterstorff, Lindbergh, and Vogel. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing T.J. Malone, a 5'10 senior from Chicago, Illinois. Sean Kaiser, a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 4 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 4.8 points per game. And Chris Sievers, a 6'7 junior from Huxley, Iowa. He is averaging 10.3 points per game. Everyone's healthy for the defenders. Remember, on Wednesday night, Dort College without Tyler Walterstorff because of illness. Cliff Warner also came down ill partway through that basketball game. He was able to finish out, but wasn't in the best of shape by the time all was said and done on Wednesday night. But everyone made the trip tonight. Everyone looks healthy. And talking with Coach Ross Dalma, they had a good day of practice yesterday at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Back with the opening tip of our men's basketball game right after this. Dort College controls the opening tap, and we are underway with the basketball. Dort College into the front court. Cliff Warner passes right side over to Austin Kachi. Swing it over to Walterstorff, left side Warner. Lob pass down low, intended for Vogel. Tipped out of bounds, last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan and Tim Schweitzer. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will call the play in a huddle. Now they break it, and Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Warner throws it in, gets it into Walt. Walt in the lane, little half hook is good. Trevor Walterstorff takes the lid off of the basket for the Dort College defenders, and Dort College leads 2-0. 2-0, our score into the front court with the basketball is Dinan. Dinan goes left side, gets the return pass out front to Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Dinan. Dinan loose on the play, layup is good for Trevor Johnson. Johnson ties it up at 2-2. Up the floor with the basketball is Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up over to Walterstorff. Kachi. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Walterstorff. Trying to post up is Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Johnson. Kyle Lindbergh into the lane. His hook shot is up and good. Kyle Lindbergh with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 4-2. Into the front court, Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan, Johnson. Johnson goes left side. Gives it over to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson gives it up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer posting up is Tim Schweitzer now. Reverses it into the right corner. Working against Warner is Dinan. Dinan at the free throw line. Dinan gives it up over to Johnson. Johnson swing pass over the top. Three-pointer for the lead is good. Three-point basket by Eric Jackson. And the defenders trail 5-4. Warner gives up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backdoor cut. Kachi. Kachi had it momentarily stripped, and coming away with it is Schweitzer. Schweitzer into the lane. He'll drop it off right side. Fading away, shot blocked, rebound taken away by Warner, off the block shot by Lindbergh. Here come the defenders. Warner hesitates momentarily, floats it up high off the glass, good. Cliff Warner with a 2-point basket. Dort College retakes the lead at 6-5. 18:15 left to play, first half. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Nick Dinan gives it up left side over to Jackson. Jackson had a three moments ago. They get it back into the corner. Double screen is set, and a 2-point basket for Nick Dinan. 7-6, long pass into the front court, Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Kachi, and Kachi is stripped on the play. Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Coach Cam Shuknick likes what he sees on the offensive end, I'm sure, but he doesn't like what he's seeing on defense. Timeout charged to Nebraska Wesleyan, a 30-second timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College will inbound the basketball after the 30-second timeout. Charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. They get it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play. Called on Dort College and Austin Kachi. Kachi whistled for his first personal foul, so Walterstorff missed the shot in the lane, and Nebraska Wesleyan will have the basketball back. So Wesleyan with it, leading by one, 7-6, just a little over 2 minutes into this contest. Dort College shows full court pressure defense, bringing it up the left sideline is Dinan. Dinan in between the circles out front. Dinan on the left wing. Dinan picks up his dribble, comes back over to Jackson. Jackson out front. Jackson's going to hesitate. He comes back over to Schweitzer. Dump it down low. Shot is up. Rims out. No good. A rebound taken away by Lindbergh. And Wesleyan is not hitting the offensive boards at all. They sent everybody back to prevent the Dort College run out. Waltersdorf out front. Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh trying to back his way in. Nothing there. Now throws it away. Tried to pass it out front to Austin Kachi. And Kachi was at the point. The pass went to the wing. Goes out of bounds untouched by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan didn't touch it. They get the ball inbounded to Nick Dinan. Dinan across half court. 17:05 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. Johnson. Johnson at the point. He gives underneath. Shot is up on the rim and it drops through for Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer makes it 9-6. Nebraska Wesleyan in front by three. Cliff Warner into the front court. Gives over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Kachi. Kachi to Vogel. Vogel ducks underneath. His left-handed shot. No good. A rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court. Tim Schweitzer was able to keep Vogel down on the baseline. Vogel had to try up, go up with the left hand. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cliff Warner. We've got a foul on the rebound called on Nebraska Wesleyan and Trevor Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. Team foul number two. Wesleyan will go to the bench and bring Trent Scheidel off of the bench. Checking out will be Trevor Johnson. So Johnson just picked up his first personal foul. 16:30 left to play in the first half. Warner with it on the right wing. Warner gets a ball screen. They jam him. Warner tries to get it back over to Vogel, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan inbounds the basketball. Dinan in the backcourt. Dinan passes it left side back over to Scheidel. Scheidel with the basketball. Dort College is going to send two new players into the ballgame in just a moment. Reversal pass over to Dinan. Dinan short jumper is good. It's a five-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan. 11-6 our score, Nebraska Wesleyan by 5. 16 minutes left to play first half. An illegal screen called on Dort College. It's going to go on Kyle Lindbergh. That's foul number 1 on Lindbergh. Team foul number 2 on the defenders. And Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them, leading 11-6, just over 4 minutes into the first half. In the backcourt with the basketball is Schweitzer. Andy Schweitzer will bring it up. Drives in, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Schweitzer with a two-point basket. Dort College may need a timeout. They trail 13-6, 15:40 remaining. Kaiser with the basketball on the right side. Gets it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, Sean. Sean at the top of the key. Left side it goes Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. His shot, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a hold called on Dort College, I believe. That's going to go on Chris Severs, his first. 15:29 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan leads 13-6. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer will bring it up for Nebraska Wesleyan. Schweitzer picks up his dribble, gives it off to Dinan. Dinan with it at the half-court stripe. Dinan goes left side over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer guarded there by Kaiser. They dump it down low, reverse it. Left-handed layup is up and good for Scheidel. Scheidel with a two-point basket. Wesleyan right now on a 10-0 run. 15-6 our score. Kaiser with the basketball. Tries to pass it off to Tyler Waltersdorf. Falls down on the ground. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. So Nebraska Wesleyan will have the basketball, leading by 9, and they'll inbound. Throwing in is Scheidel. Scheidel gets it into Dinan. Dinan kicks into the corner. Three-pointer is good. Three-point basket for Eric Jackson. He's got 6, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge 2. Dort College back with more after this. Well, the defenders will have to dig themselves out of an early hole. They trail 18-6, 5.5 minutes into this contest. Kaiser comes to a jump stop, gives it off to Severs. Severs out front, Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Warner. Warner, three ball, rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Bringing the ball up will be Byron Thompson for Nebraska Wesleyan. He comes left side, three-pointer on the way. Jackson, another one's good. Three threes for Jackson and Nebraska Wesleyan rolling right now. They lead 21-6. They're on a 15-0 run. Dump it down low, Severs. Severs with the basketball. Spins, puts it up off the glass. Good. Chris Severs with a two-point basket. North College trails 21-8. Time to chip away for the defenders. 2-2-1. Full court pressure defense applied by North College. 13:45 remaining in the first half. They get it up front with the basketball is Thompson. Thompson looking. Gets it over to Scheidel instead. Scheidel dumps it down low. Bryce Arp. Arp puts it up. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Tyler Walterstorff, his first. And Nebraska Wesleyan out of the chute quickly. Up 23-8 with 13:30 left to play in the first half. Bryce Arp will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's already got the bucket down. Arp's free throw is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff, and the defenders trail it 23-8. With it, Tyler Walterstorff, left side Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff working against Mitch Liberty. Comes right side Tyler. Tyler on the right wing gives Walterstorff. Walterstorff lays it up with the right hand, no good, but there for the tap-in is Severs. Severs with a two-point basket. North College trails 23-10. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball coming back the other way. Across the timeline is Jonah. Jonah gives to Liberty. Liberty out front to Brian Thompson. Thompson with the basketball gives right side Jonah. Jonah back to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball to Jonah. Jonah on the right wing. Wesleyan running the clock down. 10 seconds to shoot. Thompson still on the right wing. He's matched up with now against Severs. He drives in, lays it up, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They're off and running. Warner with the basketball. Feeds Kaiser. Kaiser the trail. Gives Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner down to the baseline, and we've got a foul on the play called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Foul's going to go on Byron Thompson, his first. So North College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding Kaiser. Kaiser gets it into Vogel. North College trailing by 13. Pass underneath. They get it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh up. Can't finish, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and draw North College back to within 11. With 12:18 left to go in the first half. So two free throws on the way for Lindbergh as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up off the rim, no good. To say North College has been sluggish to start this ball game would be a huge understatement. 23-10, another free throw on the way for Lindbergh, a 65% free throw shooter. This one's up, and that one rattles in, so he makes one of two. And the defenders trail 23-11. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Johnson. Johnson gets it to midcourt. With it is Jonah. Jonah with the basketball up to midcourt. Trapped in the corner. Gets it away to Thompson. Thompson fires it through the lane and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Nick Dinan will check back into the ballgame for the Wolves. Checking out is Thompson. So Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding the ball. They get it in to Dinan. Dinan guarded there by Severs. Dinan trying to come off the dribble. Puts it up in traffic. Good. Nick Dinan with 6 points. 25-11. Nebraska Wesleyan up by 14. Lindbergh comes left side. Warner. Warner. Kaiser. Kaiser. Double teamed. Kicks it out. Warner. Warner. Three ball on the way. Got it. 3-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got five, and the defenders trail by 11, 25-14. Nebraska Wesleyan with it in the backcourt. Johnson. Johnson passes over the top. And a blocking foul called on Chris Severs, and that's number two on him. Bryce Arp was taking it towards the hoop on the baseline. And Wesleyan will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Sean Kaiser is out. Also out is Chris Severs with two personal fouls. Pass comes in over the top with the basketball. Dinan. Dinan kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. Another three for Eric Jackson. You can't leave him. He's got 12 points. Wesleyan leads 28-14. Another three on the way by the defenders. No good by Tyler Walterstorff. Rebound taken away by Bradley Jonah. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead on the basketball. 11-11 left to play in the half. Wesleyan with the ball, right side Jackson. Jackson's had the hot hand, and he continues with the hot hand. He banks one in from the right side. He's got 14 first-half points. Got that one to go from about 12 feet. 30-14, Wesleyan in front. Now we have a kick called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Checking into the ballgame is Andy Schweitzer. It'll be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Austin Kachi. Kachi gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball down to the baseline. Double team, gets it to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. That's going to go on Jackson. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindberg. 30-14, our score, Dort College. Right now, things looking role reversal. Nebraska Wesleyan, the team that's getting up and down the floor, knocking down shots. Dort College is trying to struggle and make up some ground. Kyle Lindberg makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 31-14, a second free throw coming here for Lindberg. 10:48 left to play in the half. Second free throw by Lindberg is up and good, so Lindberg makes both free throws, and the defenders trail by 14 at 30-16. Wesleyan basketball, Jackson. Jackson comes back over to Dinan. Dinan with it in between the circles out front. Dinan on the left side picks up his dribble. He comes back over to Schweitzer. They dump it down low. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called, I believe, on Lindberg. That'll be number two on Kyle. 30-16. Nebraska Wesleyan right now the aggressor. Trevor Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw by Johnson is upside iron. No good. He's a 54% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. And we've got a break in the action. Evidently some blood on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. A second free throw on the way for Trevor Johnson. Johnson's free throw is up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound ripped down by Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Warner. Warner will bring it up. Dort College with a chance to cut into a 14-point difference. Warner gets it over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, and we've got a foul called on the post defense against Bryce Arp. Arp's called for a hold. Both teams in the bonus from here on out after this inbounds play. Both teams have six fouls right now. Warner to throw it in. Fresh 35 for the defenders. Tyler Walterstorff looking down low. Goes to the baseline. Spin move. Puts it up strong in the lane. Good. Tyler Walterstorff for the two-point basket. And the defenders trail 30-18. So the defenders making up some ground now. See if they can chip away here with 10 minutes left to go now in the half. Wesleyan with the basketball, Dinan. Dinan out front. Jackson has had the hot hand. Dinan passes out front to Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Jackson. Jackson on the right side picks up his dribble. They reverse it. Left side back over to Dinan. Dinan reverses it and throws it away. Dort College basketball on the out-of-bounds play. So Dort College trailing early in this one. got down right away and trailed at one point 23-10. Can make it a single-digit ball game with a made three. Lindbergh gives it back over to Warner. Warner with it on the right side. Dort College tried to run a special play, and they weren't able to get anything out of it. Now they go back into their regular offense. Vogel tries to pass it across the lane, and it's tipped, taken away. He saw Lindbergh open for the moment, but it's tipped and controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan gives it to Jackson. Jackson on the left wing. Jackson with the basketball. He lobs it down low for Johnson. Johnson puts it up, blocked by Vogel, and a foul called on Vogel. Jordan Vogel whistled for the foul on the blocked shot. And free throws on the way now for Trevor Johnson. Johnson 0 for 2 from the charity stripe today. Make it 0 for 3. He's a 54% free throw shooter. He's got 2 points today. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and he makes that one. So he's 1 for 4 today. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-18. A lot of time left, obviously, but you'd like to get this thing down to at least single digits heading towards halftime. Put together a little run. Pass comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives it up Kachi, and we've got a foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan under the basket. That's Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer's going to be called for the personal, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Well, Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out, as will Nebraska Wesleyan. Jordan Vogel will be shooting a 1 in the bonus. So the free throw on the way for Vogel is up and good. Vogel with another one on the way, trying to make it an 11-point ball game. Second free throw on the way for Vogel. Is up and good. So Vogel makes them both. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Kyle Lindbergh is out. Dort College leads 31-20. Trails, I should say, 31-20. Into the front court with the basketball is Johnson, and we've got a hand check called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff has just picked up his first personal. And free throws on the way for Trevor Johnson. Walterstorff whistled for his first personal. And Trevor Johnson will shoot a 1-1. He's 1 for 4 today, 2 for 5. He's got another one coming, does Trevor Johnson. Second free throw by Johnson is good, and he's measured it out now, and he's back to around his 50% season mark. 33-20, Dort College down 13. Tyler Walterstorff, right side Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Trevor Walterstorff, now back over to Kachi. Kachi on the right side, Warner. Warner with it out front. Warner will square up, put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Vogel. Vogel up strong, layup good. Jordan Vogel with 4, Dort College back to within 11 at 33-22. With the basketball is Dinan. Dort College needs a stop or two. Dinan with the basketball comes back over to Schweitzer. 8-10 remaining first half. They go high post to Jackson. Jackson guarded there by Kachi. Comes back to Dinan. Dinan dumps it down low for Schweitzer. Schweitzer back left side Jackson. Ball deflected. Picked up by Warner with the steal. Cliff with the basketball. He'll bring it up. Long pass into the front court. Kachi. Kachi, Tyler. Tyler underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Jordan Vogel with 6 points. Dort College back to within single digits and an opportunity to get back to within 8. 7:47 left to go in the half. Jordan Vogel to shoot a pair. Or pardon me, to shoot one to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Jordan Vogel. Vogel, the old-fashioned three-point play, and he's got 7. And the defenders trail by 8, 33-25. Pass goes middle of the floor to Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer across the half-court stripe, picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Dinan. Dinan with the ball. Dinan with it on the left wing. Dinan gets it back over to Jackson. Jackson will get a screen. He's going to drive baseline, floats it up, missed it. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff over to Tyler. That was Trevor over to Tyler. Cliff Warner on the left wing. Trailer, Trevor. Trevor, layup, no good, and he's fouled on the play by Eric Jackson. Jackson whistled for his second, and he can't believe it. And Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. There's a timeout on the floor charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College shooting free throws when we're back right after this. Dort College down 8 here in the first half. First free throw by Trevor Walterstorff is good. He's got 3 points. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College back to within 7, now 6. 33-27, Walterstorff with the free throws, and the defenders right now on a 7-0 run, trailing 33-27. Nebraska Wesleyan into the backcourt. Schweitzer, ball tipped by Warner, taken away. Warner gives it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Walterstorff, layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with 6 points, and the defenders back to within 4 at 33-29. Full court pressure again applied by the defenders. Bringing the ball up is Dinan. Dinan passes it left side, Liberty. Liberty with the basketball. Liberty comes back over to Dinan. Dinan with the ball. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders out of the zone pressure defense. Full court. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Arp gives it up to Liberty. Liberty with the basketball, guarded by Kaiser. Goes back to Arp. Arp looking down low. Instead comes to Dinan. Dinan to Arp. Arp guarded by Walterstorff, and the foul comes before the shot. A 1-1 on the way for Bryce Arp. Foul's going to go on Tyler Walterstorff, his second. Mix and match time for the defenders. You've got Lindbergh with two. You've got Walterstorff now with two. You've got Chris Severs playing with two personals. Free throw for Arp is up, and he rattles it in. That ends the Dort College 9-0 run. Dort College trailing 34-29 now. Another free throw on the way for Arp. This one's up. A line drive, and it drops through. Didn't look good, but it drops through anyhow. He's got 4 points. Both teams are going to be in the double bonus from here on out as well for the final 6:20 of this half. Warner with the basketball. Gets caught up in the air, trying to create something, and the ball taken away. Here comes Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Arp. Arp gives it up to Scheidel, and Severs got caught up in the air. And Chris Severs has just picked up his third, I believe. Chris Severs whistled for his third personal. And free throws on the way for Scheidel. Left-hand free throw up and down. He's got another one coming. Turnovers and fouls, the story of this one so far for the defenders. Not sharp at all. Second free throw is up and good as well for Scheidel. He's got four, and the defenders trail 37-29. Warner with the basketball. Left side, Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Kaiser. Shows the ball fake. Instead comes right side over to Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down to the baseline, guarded there by Liberty. Comes back over to Warner. Warner gives it up. Walterstorff. Trevor gives Vogel. Vogel in traffic. Kick out Warner. Ball fake down to the baseline. His jumper from the baseline. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's down on the floor and saved in by Nebraska Wesleyan. Bodies on the floor. And now Sean Kaiser called for a foul on the sideline, on the near sideline, and Nebraska Wesleyan with an opportunity to extend their lead back to double digits after Dort College moments ago had it down to four. Free throws on the way for Nick Dinan, a 78% free throw shooter. He's going to shoot two here. Both teams are going to shoot free throws, double bonus style from here on out. TJ Malone into the ballgame for the defenders. Cliff Warner will check out. So Nick Dinan with 6 points this afternoon. A second free throw. This one's up, and he makes that one. 7 points for Dinan. It's 38-29. 9-point advantage for Wesleyan. Lindbergh gets the ball inbounded to TJ Malone, and Malone will walk it up. TJ into the front court. Dort College with the basketball. Malone over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh at the point. Lindbergh reverses left side. Kaiser. Kaiser, three ball, got it. Three-point basket for Sean Kaiser. Couldn't have come at a better time. Stops the bleeding for the time being. Dort College leads trails by six, 38-32. In the backcourt is Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the ball. Looking for the pass across the timeline. They get it to Thompson. Thompson with the ball. Thompson goes into the corner. Liberty. Liberty, three. Good. Mitch Liberty, a wide open three from the corner. Wesleyan in front, 41-32. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Well, 40-32, beg your pardon. Just a two-pointer awarded on that one. They get it underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up, shot no good, and a foul called on Bryce Arp, and Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, I certainly thought it was a three, but they only awarded a two on that shot. Dort College down eight. So Jordan Vogel will shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is good by Jordan. New player checking in for Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be number 44, and that's a new player for Wesleyan, Sas Karme. He's from Estonia. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. This one's up and can't get it to go. Dort College trails 40-33. Into the front court, Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, Thompson. Thompson guarded by T.J. Malone. He goes right side over to Jonah. Jonah out front, Liberty. Liberty to Thompson. Thompson on the left wing guarded by Kaiser. With the basketball is Thompson. Thompson to Liberty at the point. 13 to shoot for the Wolves. They get it down low, Karame. Karame, kick out past Liberty. Liberty will test the waters. He drives, gets it left side over to Karame. Karame's shot no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the ball, feeds the cutter, Lindbergh. Lindbergh double teamed. Now Lindbergh is going to be called for steps. .409 left to go in the first half after the turnover by the defenders. They trail 40-33. Liberty in the backcourt. Liberty gets it away to Jonah. Jonah will bring it up. They get it back over to Jonah. Jonah on the left side pulls it out, sets it up. 20 seconds remaining on the shot clock. They get it back left side. Jonah. Jonah drills the three. 43-33, back to a 10-point advantage for the Wolves. 3:45 left to go in the half. They come back right side. Kaiser. Kaiser, Walterstorff. Walterstorff saves it back into Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Vogel, and Vogel is fouled from behind by Karame. So Karame whistled for the personal. His first. More free throws on the way for Vogel. 3:32 remaining in the first half. Dort College trailing 43-33. First free throw is up and no good by Vogel. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Dort College 4-for-6 from the free throw line with Jordan Vogel. Actually haven't shot the free throws that poorly, but when you're trailing, every one of them that you miss hurts. Second free throw by Vogel is up and good. So Vogel makes one of two. It's 5-for-7. And the defenders trail 43-34. In the backcourt, Liberty picks up his dribble. A pass tipped, taken away by Warner. It's down on the floor, picked back up by Liberty. Liberty has a strip by Vogel, and Vogel is called for the personal. So Mitch Liberty will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. .316 left to play in the half. First free throw is up and good. So Liberty makes it a 10-point ball game again. Another free throw coming. Liberty's second free throw is up and good as well, and it's back to 11 points. Dort College was as close as four. Wesleyan responded with a 6-0 run to get it back to 10. Dort College got it back to 7, I believe, and now we're at 11 again, 45-34. 3:10 remaining in the ball game, in the half. Pass Kachi, Kachi 3, good. Austin Kachi hits the 3 from the top of the key. Dort College trails 45-37. Wesleyan with the basketball in the backcourt. They throw it in. They get it to Jackson. Jackson to Jonah. Jonah on the left side. Jonah with the basketball, right side to Thompson. Thompson goes high post. Jackson. Jackson guarded by Kachi. Back to Jonah. Jonah with the basketball. They go down low. Karame. Karame back to Jonah. Jonah, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Here come the defenders. Cliff into the front court. He stops, gives to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing, back over to Cliff. Cliff, left side, Walthersdorf. Trevor with the basketball, looking for a cutter. Goes instead in the corner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, down to the baseline. Lost the handle, picks it back up, gets it Vogel. Vogel underneath Walt. Walt, layup, no good. Rebound tapped, and Lindbergh can't hang on to it. .215 left to play in the half. Dort College trailing by eight, and that's what happens when you're fighting from behind. That's what Dort College has been doing most of this one. Every error and every missed shot stings all that much more. Shot by Dinan, no good there for the rebound, and the putback is Karame. Karame with a putback. Dort College trails 47-37. Left side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Gives it to Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. Dort College has not been sharp. Tyler Walthersdorf, right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Passes have not been crisp. Shooting has not been sharp, and we've got a foul now called on Nebraska Wesleyan underneath the basket. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dinan whistled for the personal. That's his second. So Jordan Vogel to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way for Jordan is up and no good. Another free throw coming here for Jordan Vogel. Vogel, Walthersdorf, Walthersdorf, Kachi, and Warner on the floor for the defenders. Second free throw by Vogel is up and through. So Vogel with another free throw. He's got 10 points. 6 for 9 from the free throw line, and the defenders trail 47-38. Obviously a lot of time in this one as we haven't even gotten to halftime yet, but Dort College has to come from behind. Backdoor cut, Trevor Johnson, layup good. He's got 7, and the defenders trail 49-38. Cliff Warner with the basketball, gives to Kachi. Kachi shows a ball fake. He's going to put it on the floor now. Kick out Warner, Warner, Tyler. Tyler, Trevor Walthersdorf underneath Vogel. Vogel laying good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. He's got 12. And the defenders trail 49-40. 1 minute left to go in the half. Left side pass, Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Comes back over to Byron Thompson. Byron Thompson, right side. They go over to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson to Karame. Karame to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets the return pass. Jackson. Jackson floater. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. 42 seconds left to go in the first half. Dort College trailing 49-40. They've been as close as 4 since the early going. Whittled it all the way down to 33-24. Wesleyan then responded with a 5-0 run to get up 38-29. Dort College has now been closer than 7 since. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Warner passes right side Kachi. Austin with the basketball. He'll put it on the floor. Passes out front Tyler Walthersdorf, now Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner to Tyler. Tyler underneath Vogel. Vogel, hook shot, good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. Dort College trails by 7, 49-42. Wesleyan can hold for the final shot of the half. With the basketball in the backcourt is Thompson. Thompson guarded closely. They get it back over to Johnson. Trevor Johnson goes right side over to Schweitzer, and Schweitzer is fouled on the play by Sean Kaiser. With 6.2 seconds left, Kaiser was late in arriving after the ball screen. And he got faked up into the air and gets called for the personal foul. First free throw is up and good for Schweitzer. He's got 3. 6.2 seconds remaining. Second free throw, and it's a 9-point ball game, 51-42. They get the ball inbounded to Warner. Warner at half court. 3 seconds left. Warner off the dribble. He'll put it up, and at the buzzer, gets it to go. A 3-point basket for Cliff Warner. And the Dort College defenders can feel fortunate to go into the half only down 6, 51-45. This is not the game we anticipated. way or far too many points scored by both teams for their respective coaches' liking, I'm sure. These are teams that pride themselves on their defense. While Dort College giving up 70 points per ball game in a high-tempo contest, that's not bad for Nebraska Wesleyan. They've surrendered 45 points. They came into the ballgame allowing just 62.6 on average. We've reached halftime, and what an odd half it was. Nebraska Wesleyan 51, Dort College 45. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trails at halftime, 51-45 to Nebraska Wesleyan. If you're going to draw positives out of this one, you've got to hang your hat on the fact that Dort College was down by as many as 16 at one point, 30-14. Cut the difference down to 4. Nebraska Wesleyan extended the lead back to double digits, but Dort College gets a three-pointer at the buzzer by Cliff Warner to make it 51-45. And they go into the locker room only down 6. And after quite possibly one of the poorest halves Dort College has played defensively, they are still in this one. Nebraska Wesleyan trailed early 2-0, established a double-digit lead for the first time at 18-6, and led by double digits most of the first half. Dort College was led in the first half by Jordan Vogel with 14 points, while Nebraska Wesleyan was topped by Eric Jackson with 14 points in the first half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Dort College 15 of 24 from the floor, 62.5%, 4 for 7 on threes, 57.1%, 11 of 15 on free throws, 73.3%. Not many missed shots in this one. Dort College out rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 12-9. Turnovers, Dort College 8, Nebraska Wesleyan 3. Nebraska Wesleyan 17 of 26 from the floor, 65.4%. 5 of 7 on 3, 71.4%, 12 for 17 on free throws, 70.6%. Dort College led by Jordan Vogel's 14 points, 4 for 5 from the floor, 6 for 9 on free throws, 8 for Cliff Warner, 5 for Kyle Lindberg, 6 for Trevor Walterstorff, 3 for Austin Kachi, 3 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, and 4 for Chris Sievers, for their total of 45 points. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Eric Jackson, 5 for 7 from the floor, including 4 for 4 on three-pointers. He's got 14 points. Nick Dinan has 9, 7 for Trevor Johnson, 4 each for Trent Scheidel, Mitch Liberty, and Bryce Arp, 2 for Sas Karame, 3 for Jonah Bradley, and 2 for Andy Schweitzer, for their total of 51 points. Cliff Warner with 3 rebounds to lead Dort College. Remember, they had just 12 in the first half. Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel also had 2, along with Tyler Walterstorff. Nebraska Wesleyan's Eric Jackson had a team-high 2 rebounds in the first half. Nick Dinan, 3 assists. Byron Thompson, 3 assists for the Prairie Wolves. 2 assists each for Sean Kaiser and Tyler Walterstorff. Cliff Warner credited with 2 steals. Nick Dinan with 3 steals for the Prairie Wolves, and Andy Schweitzer with 2. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball made possible by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle so you'll appreciate their quality service. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Women's basketball scores from earlier today. It was Mount Marty over Midland, 72-63. Morningside over Doan, 78-68. That took overtime to decide. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 68-59, and it was Dort College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-49. seeing if we have an update on the Hastings women's contest with Briar Cliff, and it doesn't look like we have an update yet on that. Men's basketball scores around the conference at halftime: Concordia 26, Dakota Wesleyan 23, Midland 34, Mount Marty 16. And it doesn't look like we have any other reports than that. No report on Morningside and Doan. No report. Briar Cliff beat Hastings earlier today, 74-58, in men's college basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from Snyder Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu for the Dort College Defenders. It's been an uphill battle throughout. If they can salvage this one, it will be because of a gritty second half. They cannot afford to allow Nebraska Wesleyan to keep scoring points at this rate, obviously. 51-45 the score. Dort College trailing by 6 at halftime. Coming up this week on KDCR, more basketball. Wednesday night, the Defenders travel to Morningside to take on the Mustangs in Sioux City. And the Dort College Defenders will be back at home 1 week from today when they battle the Briar Cliff Chargers, one of the two teams that have wins against the Dort College Defenders at this point. Dort College right now 10-2 in the conference and stand 19-2 overall. So those are the next two broadcasts for Dort College basketball. Women's games starting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, 2 o'clock on Saturday. Men's games to follow at about 2 hours after those. Let's take another break and be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders with the basketball to start the second half of play. Clock malfunction to start the second half, and now Dort College will inbound it again with a basketball as Cliff Warner. He goes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Dort College down 6. Austin Kachi out front. Kachi will square up, put up a 3, rainbows it in, off of the bounce. Austin Kachi with a 3-point basket. He's got 6, and the Defenders trail 51-48. Dort College showing full court pressure defense with the basketball in the backcourt is Schweitzer. Schweitzer gives it up to the middle to Dinan. Dinan will set the offense. Dinan passes it off, taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf driving in with the right hand, slam dunk. Trevor Waltersdorf with a 2-point basket. He's got 8, and the Defenders back to within a point at 51-50. Nebraska Wesleyan pass tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Lindbergh. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. And Dort College back-to-back possessions where they've scored. So they're back to within a point. 19-12 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College down 51-50. Wesleyan with it in the backcourt. Wesleyan will bring it up. Dinan. Dinan on the sideline. Hassled there by Warner. Uses up his dribble. He'll pass it high post. Gives it up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer to Jackson. He'll square up. 17-footer off the heel. No good. But there for the rebound. Long is Johnson as it kicked out long. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Schweitzer passes right side over to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. They're looking down low. Instead, they come back over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, Jackson. Jackson, 3 off the mark. No good. He was 4-for-4 in the first half from the three-point line. He missed that one. Warner up the floor, gets it Kachi. Kachi dumps it down low for Vogel, and he's held on the play by Trevor Johnson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Warner inbounding the basketball, gets it in Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, and he's called for traveling. Kyle struggled a little bit this afternoon. And the Dort College Defenders will play defense again, trailing by a point, 51-50. Got to hang in there now, play some tough defense. They drop it off. Shot blocked from behind by Lindbergh, but it goes in anyhow for Tim Schweitzer. 53-50, Dort College, an initial run. Now they've got to buckle down again. Kachi out front, Waltersdorf. Left side, Warner. Warner looking down low. Warner with the basketball. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi right side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner tries to drop it down low, and Vogel was posting up. They kicked it away. Sador College will inbound the basketball on the sideline. They give it over to Warner. Warner for the tie. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. He's got 11. And the defenders have tied it up at 53. Our first tie since it was 2-2. In the basket, in the backcourt with it is Johnson. Quickly up the floor, Dinan. Dinan's going to run right over the top of Jordan Vogel, and Dinan's called for his third personal. I am not sure what he saw there. Jordan Vogel had planted himself long enough that he was growing roots. He was well outside the charge ring, and Dinan will check out of the ballgame with his third personal foul. Vogel was not late in arriving in the least, and Dinan had just made up his mind around half court. He was going to go straight to the hoop. And he picks up his third foul on the charge. Here come the defenders. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the right wing. Cliff has the basketball, guarded by Thompson, comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, back over to Warner. Warner on the drive, right baseline. Warner tries to pass it off, and it's a kick by Nebraska Wesleyan. Trevor Johnson lobbying that it was off of his thigh instead, but the officials saying no, it was kicked. Sador College with the basketball, throwing it in will be Warner. Warner with the basketball. They find Kachi. Squares up. Three-pointer. Triple in. Three-point basket. Austin Kachi. He's got three. And the defenders lead 56-53. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Sador College bringing the ball up with it is Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gives it off Thompson. Thompson right side Schweitzer. Schweitzer, Jackson. Jackson, Thompson. Thompson looking for the backdoor cut. They jump out, try to jam him. And Warner kicks the entry pass away. So Thompson now will try to regroup for Nebraska Wesleyan. North College needs a defensive effort here in the second half, similar to what they had against Mount Marty on set on Wednesday. Jackson with it out front. They go high post. Layup is good for Andy Schweitzer on the backdoor cut. 56-55, North College by a point. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi right wing. Gives it right side back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Dumps it off for Vogel. Vogel drew the contact. No call made. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Jackson for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ball nearly stripped away by Walthersdorf. North College gambling a little too much on defense right now. Thompson's pass tipped. Taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner across midcourt. Might have traveled with it. No, it's taken away. And here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Layup good. Trevor Johnson with a two-point basket. Dort College has relinquished the lead. It's 57-56. Dort College a busted play that time, and they didn't cash in. Nebraska Wesleyan did as Warner got out of control around midcourt. Cliff Warner gives it up. Kachi. Kachi's pass down low, tipped. And Kachi has to track it down to the backcourt. Here come the defenders. Well, Dort College got a shot clock reset out of that. Lindbergh with it on the right wing. Dort College a little helter-skelter right now. Shot no good. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Walthersdorf trying to save it in. 15:37 left to go in the ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan 57, Dort College 56. Dort College trying to turn it into an up-and-down ballgame. Thompson with the basketball for Nebraska Wesleyan. North College had a brief three-point lead. Wesleyan has scored the last four. They go out front to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with the basketball. North College hedges on the ball screen. Comes left side over to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. And we've got an illegal screen called on Nebraska Wesleyan, and Mitch Liberty is whistled for shuffling along on the illegal screen, and Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter. Member FDIC. Second half, Nebraska Wesleyan has gone 3-for-5. 3-for-5 from the field. Dort College is 4-of-6 from the field. Dort College shooting it well. The only thing is they're allowing Nebraska Wesleyan far too much success in this one as well. Got to throw that first half away now and basically look at it as a 15-minute and 16-second ball game. Dort College trailing by a point. 57-56, Dort College will have the basketball as we return to play. On the floor, Warner, Walterstorff, Vogel, and Kachi. Severs is on the bench with three fouls. He picked all of those up in the first half. Cliff Warner into the front court. Comes right side, Kachi. Tyler Walterstorff, left side, Trevor. Trevor with it on the wing. Guarded there by Jackson. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi puts it on the floor. Comes back outside Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, three-pointer. Rims in and out. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Tyler Walterstorff. His shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Liberty. Beg your pardon. That's going to go on Scheidel. Beg your pardon. That's Trent Scheidel, his second. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. It's team foul number 4 on the Wolves. Free throw by Tyler is too strong, no good. Shooting for the tie here. Trailing by a point are the defenders, 57-56, 14:50 remaining. A lot more offense in the first 25 minutes than I anticipated seeing. Tied up 57-57 as Walterstorff now has 3 points. That's Tyler, the freshman from Sioux Center. Thompson over the basketball. He goes over to Scheidel. Scheidel with the ball back over to Thompson. Thompson in the backcourt. Gets around Tyler Walterstorff. Dort College in man-to-man defense now. They go high post. They give it to Schweitzer. Schweitzer with the ball back over to Jackson. Jackson the three from the wing, and he hit it. 17 for Jackson. And the defenders trail 60-57. Left side pass, Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi back over to Trevor now, off the dribble. Comes back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Dump it down low, Vogel. Vogel, hook shot in the lane, good. Jordan Vogel with 16 points, and the defenders are back to within a point at 60-59. 60-59, Dort College down a point. Wesleyan basketball, Schweitzer. Schweitzer goes out front. Jackson, he's had the hot hand. He's guarded now by Walterstorff. Comes back over to Thompson. And we've got a hold called on the defenders. Not sure who it's going to go against. Severs and Kaiser checking in for the defenders. 13:46 left to go in regulation. Kachi and Vogel are out along with Tyler Walterstorff. Kyle Lindberg is back in. That's foul number 3 on Tyler Walterstorff. So he and Severs now have 3 for the defenders. Ball's tipped, and it's taken by Dort College and Cliff Warner. Here come the defenders. Warner into the front court. He's on the right elbow of the lane. Gives it outside Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Lindberg, had it swiped out of his hand, shot by Lindberg, no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball, Dort College misses on the offensive end. They pass it, Scheidel. Scheidel gives it up, Jackson, and we've got a foul called on Chris Severs. And just like that, Chris has picked up his 4th. Jordan Vogel, not much of a break that time. He's going to check back in. He's got 1 foul. So Chris is out, Jordan Vogel is in. Severs didn't go a minute that time before picking up his 4th. They get it to Thompson. Thompson on the wing. He goes high post. Scheidel. Scheidel backing his way in over the top of Walterstorff. Gets it to rim in. Trent Scheidel with 7 points. Dort College trails 62-59. Warner comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Kaiser. Kaiser, Vogel. And Vogel is going to be called for a charge. 16 points for Vogel, but that time as he made the move to the basket, gets whistled for the charge. Coach Ross Dalmon happy on the Dort College bench. Nebraska Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Bradley, to Jonah Bradley. Jonah Bradley gives it off to Thompson. And Nebraska Wesleyan with an opportunity to build on a three-point lead at 62-59. And a foul called on the other end against Nebraska Wesleyan. And that, my friend, is a makeup call. Foul called on Jonah Bradley. 12:46 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College down three. With the basketball is Warner. Warner on the right wing. Warner comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kaiser. Kaiser gives to Vogel. Vogel shot, short-armed it, no good. And the rebound is ripped down by Bryce Arp. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan and Thompson. Thompson stops, feeds the trailer. Arp instead goes left side, Liberty. Liberty, Scheidel. Scheidel shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Jordan Vogel. And Dort College now in some serious foul trouble. Vogel has just picked up his third. Chris Severs is going to check in. Oh, that was number four on Vogel. I had it down as three. That's number four on Jordan. Well, mix and match time again. We said it was going to be an uphill battle, and it's going to be. Free throw is up and good for Nebraska Wesleyan. Scheidel. Scheidel with eight. Dort College trails 63-59, a four-point advantage for Wesleyan. Dort College led briefly by three. Second free throw on the way for Scheidel. He's three for three. Missed that one, though. It's a four-point ball game, 63-59. Cliff Warner into the front court, over to Tyler Walterstorff. They give it to Kaiser. Kaiser in traffic off of the rim. Good. Sean Kaiser with a two-point basket. He's got five posting up that time, and the defenders trail 63-61. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball in the backcourt. Jonah Bradley with it. Bradley cut off, gets it across the timeline to Scheidel. Scheidel, Bradley. Jonah Bradley gives it back over to Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson to Arp, working against Severs with four fouls. They're going to try to hammer it down low again. Pass comes down up to Bradley. Bradley out front, Liberty. Liberty gives underneath to Scheidel, working on Kaiser. His hook shot is good. Scheidel with a two-point basket. He's got 10 points. Dort College trails 65-61. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. Left side, Trevor gives underneath Severs. Severs, hook shot in the lane, good. Chris Severs with 6 points. Dort College down two, 65-63. You got to get a stop somewhere. Nebraska Wesleyan with it in the backcourt. Thompson. Thompson will dribble through the pressure. Passes right side over to Bradley. Jonah Bradley with it on the wing. Back over to Thompson. 11 minutes left to go in the game. They go high post to Scheidel. Scheidel guarded by Tyler Walterstorff. He's playing with three, remember. Pass comes right side, Thompson. Thompson, 10 to shoot. Gives it up, Scheidel. His shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, so last touch by Dort. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Jackson and Dinan are in. Thompson and Liberty are out. 10:48 remaining in the ball game. They get it out front, Arp. Arp thinks about the 17-footer, instead puts the ball on the floor, and he's called for traveling. He traveled before he got fouled. Coach Cam Shucknick wants the foul call, but pretty clear from up here that he shuffled his feet. After that, he definitely got fouled. 10:40 left to play in the ball game. Dort College down two. Cliff with the basketball on the left wing. Looking down low for Severs. Severs trying to go in strong. Puts it up with the left hand. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan off and running. Walterstorff stabbing at it. That was Tyler. Didn't come up with it. And Jonah Bradley will set the offense. Bradley gives to Scheidel. Scheidel with it. Out front, Arp. Arp with the basketball. Arp to Jackson. Jackson driving in. Puts it up. And we've got a foul on the play called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff whistled for his second. And Eric Jackson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 17 for Jackson this afternoon. First trip to the free throw line. He's a 64% free throw shooter. First one is good. Trevor Johnson is in. Scheidel is out. Dort College down three. 10-10 remaining in the half. That's in the ball game for that matter. And it's 67-63 as Jackson makes them both. He's got 19 and 14 and a scorching start. And Severs is held on the play. That's going to go on Arp. I believe that's number three on him. It is. Still a lot of time left in this one. Dort College inbounding. Kachi gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Chris Severs away from the basketball. It wasn't actually away from the basketball, but it was on a ball screen. And Chris Severs will foul out of the ballgame with 10:01 remaining. 6 points for Severs tonight. And Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Dinan gets it over to Jackson. Jackson at midcourt. Jackson's pass comes across to Dinan now, and Dinan will set the offense, his team leading by four. 9:45 and counting. Ball nearly deflected, free by Waltersdorf. They dump it off Dinan. Dinan layup good. Dort College gambling on defense, and Nebraska Wesleyan making them pay. 69-63. Dort College down six. Trevor with the basketball on the left wing. Comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner moves left, drives the lane, puts it up. High off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, his leaner is good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 69-65. And a timeout on the floor charged to you're listening to KDCR Shoe Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College will be on the bonus from here on out. Nebraska Wesleyan had six fouls already as a team. Dort College has one foul to give. 9:16 left to go in the contest. Dort College trailing by four. They led by three briefly here in the second half. Pass to Trevor Johnson. Johnson gives over to Dinan. Dinan with the basketball. Dinan gives to Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes right side back over to Johnson. Johnson to Schweitzer. Schweitzer, left side, Nick Dinan. Nick Dinan with it on the wing. Now Andy Schweitzer. Andy Schweitzer, they look for the backdoor cut. Jackson with on the left wing. Warner trying to keep pace, and the shot is up and down. Layup by Nick Dinan on the drive. He's got 11. 71-65, Dort College down 6. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, 3, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. He works into the lane. Kick out Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Lindberg, and Lindberg is fouled on the play before the shot. And Kyle will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. So 1-1 here for Lindberg, trying to make it a 4-point game again with a pair of made free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Lindberg, free throw, good. Kind of line drive that one in. He's 4-for-5 from the free throw line now. 71-66, Dort College down 5, 8:24 left to go in the game. A second free throw on the way for Lindberg. This one's up and down as well. Lindberg with 7. And the defenders trail by 4, 71-67. 8:20 left to play in the game. Wesleyan in the backcourt, Dinan. Dinan up the floor, goes right side over to Johnson. Johnson picks up his dribble, comes back over to Dinan. Dinan with the ball. Dinan in between the circles out front, comes back over to Andy Schweitzer. Andy Schweitzer with it. Schweitzer runs off the ball screen, comes back left side. Johnson, Trevor Johnson dumps it off, and we've got a charging foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Ball's going to go on Trevor Johnson, his third. Got up in the air and ran over the top of Tyler Waltersdorf, and that's number four, beg your pardon, on Trevor Johnson. Look down at my tally sheet. I got to look up at the scoreboard and see what the official scorekeeper has. So Dort College with an opportunity to cut into a four-point lead after the turnover on the offensive foul by Nebraska Wesleyan. With the basketball, left side. Comes right side, back over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi in the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler Waltersdorf, Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the right, Wang in the lane, and he is stripped of it on the double team. Coming over hard was Andy Schweitzer, and Dort College can't convert. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Dinan. Dinan in between the circles. Dinan driving the lane, and we've got a blocking foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has just picked up his fourth. That's Tyler Waltersdorf, rung out for his fourth foul. So that's team foul number six on the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan has the ball in the corner. 7:20 left to go in the game. Wesleyan with the ball. Nick Dinan comes over to Andy Schweitzer. Dort College needs another defensive stand. Jackson goes underneath. Shot is high off the glass. No good. And we've got a foul on the play called on Dort College. And if that goes on Vogel, that's it. Yep. Jordan Vogel has just fouled out. 7:08 left to go in the game. Comes on a rebound, and Tyler Waltersdorf is going to foul. We would check back into the ballgame, and Dort College is becoming a battle of attrition here. They've already lost Severs. 3 minutes later, they lose Vogel to fouls. Free throw on the way is up. This one's off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, and Nebraska Wesleyan maintains possession of it after the missed free throw by Tim Schweitzer. Wesleyan with the basketball. Jackson. Jackson had somebody right on him that time, and Dort College couldn't defend it. Jackson made the three anyhow. He's got 22. Dort College, that was the best they've defended that three-point shot. Jackson had somebody draped on him. Now Wesleyan has opened up a seven-point lead, 74-67. Warner with the basketball. Gives it up. Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer has just been called for his second personal. Lindbergh will go to the free throw line. So Lindbergh with a left-handed free throw on the way. Trying to cut into the lead with a clock stop. First free throw is good for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with seven. And another one on the way. So Lindbergh will try to cut it down to a five-point ball game with 6:37 remaining. Dort College is going to have to go the rest of the way without their regular post-play rotation. And Lindbergh makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders use a 30-second timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders, 6:37 left. Dort College down five, back with more after this. 6:37 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College trailing 74-69. This is where we were at halftime, a five-point difference. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan, and actually it was a six-point difference. Dort College led by three for a moment at 53-50. Nebraska Wesleyan, though, responded with back-to-back threes to take a three-point lead, and they've led since. Another three by Jackson, and he's rolling. Again, Dort College had it defended well, but he's feeling it now. Dort College trails 8-77-69. Down to the baseline is Waltersdorf. Puts it up, blocked. Rebound taken away by Tim Schweitzer. Run out. Here comes Jackson. Jackson driving in, puts up the off-balance shot, and I'm surprised it didn't go. He's fouled on the play. You can't let a good shooter get rolling, because by the time you then decide to defend the perimeter shot tough, then he's got it going and he's got his confidence, and that's where Jackson is right now. He's got 25. 77-69, Dort College, down 8. Down 9 as Jackson makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Austin Kachi will check out of the ballgame. And another free throw on the way for Jackson. This one's up and good. So Jackson makes both free throws. He's got 27, and the defenders trail by 10. They need a comeback. 79-69, Tyler Waltersdorf into the lane. The freshman puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Scheidel. He's whistled for his third. Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5:49 left to go in the game. Dort College down 10. First free throw by Waltersdorf, no good. Tyler Waltersdorf, 1-for-3 from the free throw line this afternoon. Can't quite call it this evening yet. Another free throw by Waltersdorf. He makes 1-of-2. It's a 9-point ball game. Well, something's going to have to change, and change drastically for the defenders here in the final 5:45. They trail by 9, 79-70. Jackson with the basketball. He comes back over to Dinan. Dinan gives back to Jackson off the ball screen. Kaiser trailing him. Picks up his dribble now. Kaiser gets a hand on the pass to the wing. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Eric Jackson to throw it in on the sideline. Jackson gets it inbounded to Dinan. Dinan with the ball. Dinan working on Warner. Comes back right side. They get it over to Scheidel. Scheidel to Arp. Arp right side. Three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. They trail by 9. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Tyler Waltersdorf. Layup good for Tyler. It's a 7-point game. 79-72. 5 minutes left to go in regulation. With it in the backcourt is Andy Schweitzer. Schweitzer back to Dinan. Dinan with the ball. Comes back over to Schweitzer. Schweitzer still has the dribble. Now picks it up. Passes to Arp. Arp guarded there by Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Jackson. Jackson thought about putting the three up. Instead passes it down low to Arp. Arp working on Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes back over to Dinan. Dinan drops it back inside for Arp. Arp shot up and down. 6 for Arp. Dort College trails 81-72. 4:25 left to go in the contest. Nebraska Wesleyan isolating their post players. Remember, Dort College playing without their two post players. Warner, 3 off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan and Scheidel. Scheidel gives to Dinan. Dinan with the basketball back to Scheidel. Scheidel across half court to Schweitzer. 4 minutes remaining, ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan 81, Dort College 72. With it on the right wing is Scheidel, and Nebraska Wesleyan will milk the clock here. Arp picks up his dribble, looks for the lob pass down low, gives it up to Scheidel. Scheidel's shot no good. Arp picks it up, saves it in. Scheidel, another shot in the lane, and that time he makes good. That sums it up. Dort College a step slow on some critical plays this afternoon. They dump it down low, Kaiser. Kaiser is fouled on the play as he was double-teamed in the post. Arp came over on the help. Bryce Arp whistled for his fourth personal. And free throws on the way for Sean Kaiser. Kaiser with 5 points. He'll shoot a pair here. 3:34 remaining. Dort College down double digits, 83-72. First free throw is up and good. Gotchi's in, Matt Vandekamp is in, Trevor Waltersdorf and Tyler Waltersdorf are out. 10-point ball game, 83-73. Another free throw on the way for Sean Kaiser. This one's up and good as well. So Sean Kaiser with 7. And the defenders trail 83-74. Nebraska Wesleyan bringing the ball up. This is Schweitzer. Andy Schweitzer into the front court. His team up 9. They try to pass it in. They get it. Jackson. Jackson off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff at the top of the key. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser 3. Rims it. No good. Rebound tapped by Vandekamp. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. No. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Vandekamp got a hand on it. 3:11 left to go in the game. Dort College down 9. Wesleyan to throw it in. Dort College has 3 timeouts remaining, as does Nebraska Wesleyan. Both teams are in the bonus. Wesleyan's in the double bonus. Pardon me, Dort College is in the double bonus, and we've got a timeout on the sideline charged to Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. 3:01 left to go in the game. Nebraska Wesleyan 83, Dort College 74. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College needs a 9-point comeback in the final 3:01. Otherwise, it's going to be a jumbled-up mess at the top of the conference standings. Matt Vandekamp with a steal on the inbounds play. Tries to dribble the ball up floor and can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Looks like Dort College was going to catch a break and then Now coming back the other way. Defensive breakdown. A layup by Nick Dinan. Dinan with 13. Nebraska Wesleyan leads 85-74. Three-pointer by Austin Kachi at the other end. He's got 12, and the defenders trail 85-77. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Wesleyan up the floor with it. On the left side is Jackson. Jackson to Dinan. Dinan with the basketball, guarded by Warner. Warner has not had a break here in the second half. Ball tipped by Warner. Wesleyan with the basketball, 2:25 and counting. They go left side, Jackson. 14 to shoot. Jackson goes high post, Schweitzer. Schweitzer back over to Nick Dinan. His 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball. They go Kachi. Kachi, three off the heel. No good. Rebound fought for. Kaiser comes up with it. Kaiser's hook shot in the lane. Tapped out. Controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner will set up a three. No good. Dort College had their chance on that possession. And now we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Sean Kaiser. Sean Kaiser whistled for the personal. Trevor Walterstorff, Tyler Walterstorff in. Matt Vandekamp, Kyle Lindbergh check out. Free throws on the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. Eric Jackson to shoot a 1-1. He's got 27 this afternoon. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Dort College had three good looks at the basket that wouldn't go down. That would have made it interesting. Now they're down nine again, 86-77. Could have made it a five-point ball game with a three there. Instead, Jackson makes both free throws on the other end, and it's a 10-point ball game again, 87-77. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the left wing, comes back over to Kachi, puts it on the deck, drives in, lays it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. ...87-77, Nebraska Wesleyan with a 10-point lead. Here come the Prairie Wolves, and Dort College has to press in the front court, and that means defensive players are out of position. And Nick Dinan is fouled on the way by Sean Kaiser. Kaiser has just picked up his third. And free throws coming here for Nebraska Wesleyan and Nick Dinan. Double bonus time from here on out. Boatload of free throws shot by both teams here this afternoon. The die was cast in the first half on this one, though. Dinan's first free throw, no good. You cannot get down 30-14 and expect to recover. Looked like Dort College might early in the second half, but they used a lot of energy. They took a brief lead, and Nebraska Wesleyan had an answer. Now they lead by 11, 88-77 with 1:41 left. Dinan makes the free throw, one of two. He's got 14. Trevor Walterstorff underneath. His layup is good. So Dort College trades a free throw for a two-pointer on the other end, and now we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 395-0764. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded in the backcourt. They bring it across the timeline. Andy Schweitzer is fouled on the play by Sean Kaiser. That's number four on Sean. And free throws on the way for Andy Schweitzer. Outdoor College needs some breaks here, and that includes Nebraska Wesleyan missing some free throws. First one is up, no good. Another one on the way. 1:26 left to go in the game. A second free throw coming here for Andy Schweitzer. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Schweitzer makes one of two. He's got six. It's 89-79. Dort College down 10. Trevor Walterstorff on the left side. Gets it to Kaiser. Kaiser three off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Kachi. And Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor as Kachi had to go to the floor to maintain possession of it. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Nord College has a timeout remaining. Cliff Warner gets the ball inbounded. He'll drive into the lane, puts it up in traffic, and he's fouled on the play. Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Nord College can make up a couple of points here with the clock stopped. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Warner with a dozen as he makes the first one. He's got another one on the way, trying to make it a 8-point ball game with 1:11 left to go. Like I said, you need some breaks here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Warner with 13. 89-81, Door College down 8. Nebraska Wesleyan doesn't see anywhere to inbound to. Trevor Johnson will ask for and is granted a timeout. With 1:11 left to go in the game, Door College trails Nebraska Wesleyan 89-81. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospice, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. As we close in on the end of this ball game with 1:11 left, Dort College trailing by 9. If Dort College is going to win, they're going to have to overcome the fact that up to this point, Nebraska Wesleyan has made 63.8% of their shots from the floor, 30 for 47. Dort College has not been able to keep pace. They're 26 of 49 from the field, that is. 8 of 17 on threes. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 for 12 on threes. Wesleyan 20 of 28 on free throws. Dort College 19 of 25 turnovers. Dort College 16. Nebraska Wesleyan 13. Rebounds, Nebraska Wesleyan 23, Dort College 22. Ball inbounded in the backcourt to Jackson. Jackson gets the ball passed over to Schweitzer, and Tim Schweitzer is fouled in the backcourt. Two free throws on the way for Schweitzer. Who did they call that foul on is my question. They're going to call it on Trevor Waltersdorf. I thought it was going on Warner. For Waltersdorf, that's number three. Schweitzer makes the first free throw, establishing a 9-point lead. Another free throw on the way for Wesleyan. 1:07 left to go in regulation. Missed that one off the heel. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College down 9. Horner with the basketball. Hesitates. Down to the baseline. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi gets a ball screen. He'll put up a three from the wing. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball down by 9. Need some threes. Warner to throw it in. Gets it in to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner will drive in. Puts the shot up in traffic and missed it. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will go to the free throw line on the other end and shoot more free throws with Schweitzer. And that's foul number 5 on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, 8 points. Beg your pardon, 6 points. He's disqualified on fouls with under a minute to go, 45.3 seconds to be exact. Schweitzer makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Second free throw by Schweitzer is up and good. Dort College trails now 92-81. Warner with the basketball driving in. Kicks it out. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi is going to penetrate. 30 seconds left. You got to get a shot up. Lindberg line drives in a 3-point shot. And the defenders trail 92-84. Spent a lot of time on that offensive possession. Dort College passed up some threes to try and dribble penetrate. And down eight, 30.8 seconds remaining. Dort College is on defense, and they'll have to foul immediately and hope that Nebraska Wesleyan can't convert their free throws. If you're just joining us, this one has been hard work. Dort College got down immediately at 5-4, and again at 7-6. From there, Nebraska Wesleyan rolled to a 30-14 advantage. Dort College was able to close the gap at the half, 51-45. Dort College came out strong to start the second half, eventually tying it at 53-53 and taking a three-point lead at 53-50. Beg your pardon, at 56-53. Got to look at the right line. Wesleyan, though, took the lead back at 57-56. We were tied again at 57 on a Tyler Walterstorff free throw, and then Dort College got in foul trouble, and they have not led since. They trail by 8, 92-84, and they get the ball inbounded to Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer's fouled in the backcourt, and Sean Kaiser has just picked up his fifth personal. 7 for Kaiser. He's disqualified on fouls with 29.5 seconds left. Matt Vandekamp checks into the ballgame. Tim Schweitzer makes the free throw. He's got 7 points today unofficially. Can make it a 10-point ballgame again here, and does so. 94-84. Dort College down 10. Walterstorff trying for the backdoor cut to Austin Kachi. Ball gets thrown out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Well, Nebraska Wesleyan is going to pick up their fourth win of the conference season. Dort College is going to fall to 10-3. And for Dort College now, basically they're in a three-way tie for first place with Northwestern and Briarcliff in terms of the loss column. Dort College will have a half-game lead yet. First free throw by Wesleyan is up and good. So another free throw on the way for Schweitzer. This one's up and in and out, no good. 95-84, Nebraska Wesleyan leading. Warner stops, pops, three, no good. Trevor Walterstorff trying to tip it back in, unable to do so, and Nebraska Wesleyan has it. They'll throw it into the front court. Dinan will have it on the wing, and that's how it's going to end. Nebraska Wesleyan 95, Dort College 84. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Well, the problem tonight was not on the offensive end. Dort College scores 84 points, and that should be enough points to win ball games, especially when you play a team like Nebraska Wesleyan, who normally likes to keep games in the 60s, but tonight it was Nebraska Wesleyan shooting the lights out as they go 30-47 from the floor on the way to a 63.8% shooting evening, and they win it by a final score of 95-84. Wesleyan led 51-45 at the half, outscored Dort College 44-39 in the second half. Dort College led briefly in the second half. That was at 56-53. But Nebraska Wesleyan was able to weather that comeback. We were tied again at 57-57. Wesleyan steadily pulled away. It was still two at 65-63, but Dort College lost another two off that, and then it was six. And it was just uphill battle and a tough climb for the defenders this evening. They allow 95 points, and they lose by a final of 95-84. We'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 27-55 from the floor. That comes out to 49.1%. 9-21 on threes, 42.9%. 21-27 on free throws, 77.8%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 30-47 from the floor, 63.8%. 8-12 on threes, 66.7%. 27 of 38 from the free throw line, 71.1%. Door College rebounds Nebraska Wesleyan 27 of 25. Turnovers, Door College committed 17, Nebraska Wesleyan had 13. For Door College, they were led tonight by Jordan Vogel, 16 points in 22 minutes of play. He fouled out with 7:08 remaining in the contest. 13 points for Cliff Warner, 4 for 14 from the floor, 3 for 9 on three-pointers. 12 points each for Kyle Lindberg, Austin Kachi, and Trevor Walterstorff. Kachi 4 for 7, Walterstorff 5 for 11. Lindberg was 2 for 3, but he was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Sean Kaiser had 7 points, 6 points each for Tyler Walterstorff and Chris Sievers. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 29 points for Eric Jackson, 8 of 13 from the floor, 7 of 8 on three-pointers, 6 for 6 from the free throw line. He got it rolling early and never cooled off. Nick Dinan, 16 points, 7 of 10 from the floor, 11 for Trent Scheidel off of the bench, 10 points for Tim Schweitzer, 9 for Trevor Johnson, 6 for Bryce Arp, 4 for Mitch Liberty, 5 for Andy Schweitzer, 3 for Jonah Bradley, and 2 for Sas Carme for their total of 95 points. Kyle Lindberg had 8 rebounds for the defenders, 5 for Tyler Walterstorff before he fouled out. He played 22 minutes this evening. 4 rebounds for Cliff Warner. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Eric Jackson had a team-high 4 rebounds. Trent Scheidel also had 4 rebounds. 3 assists for Cliff Warner to pace the defender. Sean Kaiser also had 3 assists, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff. For Nebraska Wesleyan, Trevor Johnson had 6 assists. Tim Schweitzer had 4. Nick Dinan also had 4 assists. And Byron Thompson had 3. Andy Schweitzer credited with 4 steals. Nick Dinan with 3. Cliff Warner had 3 steals for the defenders in 38 minutes of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Scratching out some new standings on the women's side of things. As we've got that scorecard complete, we don't have a complete scorecard yet in men's basketball. Women's basketball today was Briarcliff over Hastings, 75-63. Mount Marty over Midland, 72-63. These are women's scores. Morningside over Doan in overtime, 78-68. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 68-59. And Dort College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 78-49. Men's basketball, the only scores we have at this point, Midland over Mount Marty, 83-51. That one played in Fremont. Briarcliff over Hastings, 74-58. Morningside and Doan still underway, and Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia also still being played. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room for the Dort College defenders, and the Dort College defenders fall to Nebraska Wesleyan 95-84. And Coach Dalma, we knew coming into tonight's contest or today's contest, this was going to be a battle, and the die was cast early in this one as just gave up too many points in that first half, and it was an uphill battle throughout. Seemed like you recovered in the second half, took a brief lead. But Nebraska Wesleyan played pretty poised after they gave up that big lead, and they were able to get you in foul trouble and then ride that out for the rest of the ballgame. Tough loss for your team this afternoon.
It is, Mike. It's very tough and disappointing loss. You know, Nebraska Wesleyan was the aggressor the entire, well, I shouldn't say the entire game, 35 of the 40 minutes, though. And like you said, it was the early deficit. Yeah, I guess it's really disappointing the fact that we played well defensively on Wednesday, had some great practices in between, and just came here and did not compete on the defensive end of the floor.
What do you do to address that? I'm asking some basic coaching 101. What do you do? Do you run drills? Do you talk about it? What do you do?
Well, I think it, right now it just comes down to a little bit of some internal evaluation, you know, and how bad it means to get stops on the defensive end of the floor. And consistently that's not been happening for us. And that, you know, like, it comes down to effort. It comes down to just being able to be tough play after play, possession after possession. And there's some inconsistencies with us right now, obviously.
Eric Jackson, he got going early, and by the time you get out there and you start defending him, and I thought you actually defended him better in the second half, but by then he's hot and he's got his confidence, and things are getting tough for your team.
Yeah, he hit some shots early, got him some confidence, rhythm shots that we talked about that he just can't have, and 7 of 8 behind the arc, it's a good afternoon for him. Some of those shots were really contested, but you got to get to guys like him early. And we didn't do that.
Foul trouble for your team tonight. You ended up losing both of your post players relatively early, one at the 10-minute mark, one at the 7-minute mark. You were scraping and just trying to mix and match, and it created some difficult matchups for your team.
It did. You know, foul trouble was an issue for us today, obviously, with Chris and Jordan going, very few minutes for us. And, Chris, 9 minutes, and Jordan, 22. We didn't get enough minutes out of it. That's just tough, and I'm not putting that on them by any means. It's just an unfortunate, set of circumstances where we had to continue to do some unique things with matchups, and Tyler ended up fouling out as well, and that was, we got pretty thin there for a while.
Three teams now with three losses in conference standings, and these last 3, 4, 5 weeks, you start watching those standings a little bit closer. Position-wise, you still control your own destiny because you play these teams that you're locked in battles with, but at the same time, this is where the teams separate themselves in a conference race.
They do, and we have to, decide, if we want to continue to play like this or if we want to continue to be the team, that's ultra-competitive on every possession, and obviously tonight we were not.
Coach, I don't have much more to ask at this point. I'll let you go, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take one more break and see if we can track down a couple more men's basketball scores. Otherwise, we'll shut it down for the day. Let's take one more break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We have our scorecard almost complete. Let's go through the men's scores that we have, and hopefully we get the final one that we're waiting on. That one's up from up the road in Crete. Men's basketball, Briarcliff over Hastings, 74-58. Midland over Mount Marty, 83-51. Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan, 67-62. Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort, 95-84. Morningside and Doan, no report yet on that score. At this point, Dort College has a half-game lead by virtue of having played 13 games, while the two teams, also with three losses, have played 12 games. They're Northwestern and Briarcliff. They're at 9-3. Morningside is 7-5 at this point. Now that's pending the outcome with Doan. Midland is now 8-5. Hastings drops to 5-8. Mount Marty drops to 5-8. Concordia is up to 4-8. They lost today as well. Nebraska Wesleyan 4-9. Doan College, pending the outcome with Morningside, is currently 3-9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Doesn't look like we're going to get the final on that Doan Morningside contest, so that's going to do it for our broadcast. Once again, our final scores, Dort College gets a split. Women's team wins over Nebraska Wesleyan 78-49. Men's team loses to Nebraska Wesleyan 95-84. Dort College now 10-3 in men's play, 19-3 overall. Dort College women now 4-9 in the conference, and 9-12 overall. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Piker. Good afternoon.